You know, we gather here at church on Sunday morning to worship God in the name of Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit. I cannot prove to you that this is true. I believe it, I accept it, and I'm here as a witness to that, and so are many, if not all of you. So everything we say and talk about is on the basis of belief and trust. If you're looking for scientific proof, you need to go somewhere else, because the church is not in the business of giving scientific proof. Now, today's gospel passage is out of the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Many people go to the book of Revelation, and it's not revelations, plural, it's singular, revelation. Go to the book of Revelation to read about the end times. You actually can find as much or more that's clearer to understand in many of the gospels, especially Matthew. So let me help you set the context. This is Tuesday of Holy Week when Jesus spoke this to his disciples, and he was on the Mount of Olives. And because it was Tuesday, his passion was 3 days away. There was no need for him to be so discreet. There was no need for him not to speak fairly plainly. He's talking about the universal judgment, the second coming, when he will arrive and judge both the living and the dead. You know that humility precedes honor, right? Humility comes before glory. How many of you have ever played a sport? Don't you have to practice first before you can play and before you can win? How many things are just given to us? Well, that's a loaded question. Many things are life and love. But we often have to take the talents that God has given us and work with them to produce the fruits that we can. Humility precedes glory. When Christ came in his first advent, his first arrival, if you will, we just celebrated Christmas. Seems like so long ago now, really 2 months. It was in all humility, right? Born in a cave of poor in spirit parents. His second arrival, the second coming, will be with all glory and honor. The heavens will part. The angels will attend. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Christ is Lord. There will be no doubt who he is. And he will judge, according to the gospel passage, from the living and the dead. From the living and from the dead. So that means that just because someone has died, their eternal fate is not sealed. If it were sealed, if it were final, if there were no possible change, what would be the point of judging from the living and the dead? And remember, these are Christ's words. He will judge from the living and the dead. That is one reason we pray for those who have passed on. If you think of God and you think of a line, some people are closer to that line than others. Our blessed Theotokos is so close to Christ that that line doesn't matter. But some people are right on that line in this life and in the next to come. And when you're close to a line, it's easy to cross that line, either going from paradise to non-paradise or from non-paradise to paradise. It can go both ways. That's one reason we pray. We pray for love, we pray for salvation, we pray for mercy. But do notice that the text does say he will judge from the living and from the dead. Now, sheep and goats. Sheep are actually very humble creatures. They're very humble. They're very poor in spirit, and they will follow the voice of their master. Goats, on the other hand, are very stubborn. They barely listen to anyone. They choose to follow their own voice. Sheep are very humble, if you will, and goats are very prideful, very self-centered. Now, sheep, I didn't grow up on a farm. I had to do a little research and talk to some people. I don't know if you knew this. Sheep are actually very picky eaters. They won't eat just anything. Goats, on the other hand, will eat anything. They will eat anything. I've heard stories that they will try to eat a tin can if they can get a hold of it. Imagine they just mangled the metal, but they will try to eat it. I believe I'm correct in saying that if you have a farm, you have to keep the goats penned or separated from the other animals. If you're trying to raise chickens over here and you have little baby chickens, and if the goats can get over there, you're not going to have little baby chickens anymore. I mean, they will eat anything they can get a hold of. It's just what goats do. If you need to clear a field, get a bunch of goats and stick them out there, and that field will be cleared of good and bad. Don't try to grow any produce out there because it's gone. So the goats will eat anything. The sheep are very picky. The sheep will listen to their shepherd. The goats will not. I once saw a picture of, it was in the Middle East, and there was a young lady leading a flock of sheep. And they were all following her in a nice little line. It was quite remarkable. And then there was another picture of goats. And it was a group of young men trying to herd these goats. And these goats were all over the place. They wouldn't listen, they wouldn't follow, they wouldn't do anything. It's no wonder they fall in a crevice or a wolf gets them. It's because they wander off. They won't listen. Sheep show some discernment, if you will. They're not the brightest creatures, but at least they listen and obey. Goats, on the other hand, may be the smartest creatures on four legs, but they go their own way. They don't listen. Now, Orthodox Christians are called to be like sheep. We are to eat. We are to be picky eaters. We are to receive only from our Lord's table, from His church, from His Holy Scripture. We are not like the goats to go out there and look for any and every spiritual buffet that we can find in order to take from that. Now, I'm not saying there's not some truth or some importance in some of the things that are out there. There are. But we have to be very careful. We have to show discernment. What's the whole point? Well, the whole point is about acts of mercy. Christ says in this epistle, or in this gospel, look, I'm going to show you what the corporal acts of mercy are. And what are they? To give food and drink to those without. To give clothing and shelter to those without. To give time and attention to those without. It's really pretty simple. This should start at home first, and then work out into the greater world. Some people want to go out into the greater world first. Well, I think that's maybe because it's a little easier to minister to strangers than it is to minister to your family. Strangers, we can kind of keep at arm's length. You know, it doesn't get quite as personal or quite as intimate. You know, we just, there's a distance there that's safe. Okay, that's fine. But don't neglect the home if you're ministering to strangers. Home can be tough. Your husband, your wife, your brothers, your sisters, your children, they know you. They know your weaknesses. And that can make it uncomfortable. But we are called, our neighbor, remember, is everybody, home and stranger. Now, when I was at seminary in Holy Cross, someone gave a very fascinating discussion about these passages. And they relayed this passage about the corporal works of mercy, right? Clothing and shelter, food and drink, to an unborn child. They said an unborn child is the epitome of this description. I mean, think about it. Where else does an unborn child get food and drink but from the mother? Where else does an unborn child get clothing and shelter but from the mother? In the gospel lesson out of that book, it used the word stranger, befriend the stranger. Now, out of the Orthodox Study Bible, it doesn't use the word stranger, but I love that. An unborn child is a stranger to everyone. We don't know him or her yet. They haven't been born. But yet this unborn stranger for 9 months requires quite a lot of the mother. It really fits in very nicely with this passage. All that to say, we are to start at home first and then work out into the greater community. We are to be like sheep, or to be like sheep in humility, to listen to our Lord's voice, to follow Him, to love our neighbors by giving them clothing and food. We are to follow Him. Now this parable, if you will, ends up with heaven and hell. And it makes it sound like Jesus sends us one way or the other. I don't think that's what actually happens. I think the sheep of humility, in all humility, following Christ, follow Him into heaven. He doesn't have to send them there. They're already there. They're following Him. They're right behind Him. I think the goats, on the other hand, He doesn't have to send them anywhere either. Because they are so stubborn, they won't turn around and change their direction, which is another word for repentance, they wander off into these places that aren't with Christ. And I think any definition, if you're not with Christ, then you're somewhere else you probably don't want to be. They lead themselves there. These are our choices. Humility, following Christ, or self-will. Self-will will lead us away from Him almost every time. So think about these choices. They never go away, whether you're 5 years old, 50 years old, or 85 years old. We always have these choices. Think about it and go in peace.